Welcome to the Tea Podcast, the podcast that always takes it there. Your host for the Tea Podcast is T from the infamous TeaBlog.com. Some people say T has a way with words. Some call him the Tom Brady of blogging, the Jay-Z of screenwriting, the Conor McGregor of podcasting. He is the man who is always, always, always on his grown man shit. Thank you for tuning in. Now here is your host, T.
Welcome everyone to the Tea Podcast for Saturday, April 4th, 2020. Welcome to the Tea Podcast number 152, a very special quarantine weekend edition. That's right, I'm riding solo today. Melody the fiance is in the kitchen cooking dinner. Bilo is off on assignment. I'm here by myself. I moved, as you all know, temporarily in with Melty until we permanently move in together in June. I left the Tea Palace. I vacated the Tea Palace. The last podcast, well, the last two, the first one I did on another floor in Melty's house. I came in a little echoey. I don't really like the sound of that. Then Melty, Bilo, and I did a podcast last week. We brought it downstairs to the living room. After dinner, we had a bottle of wine in the system. We called up Bilo. We did the Zoom, we recorded it, we did a special Tiger King edition of the Tea Podcast, of the Quarantine Tea Podcast. And now, as promised, I wanted to come here and bang out as many as possible during the quarantine. And now I have moved over to Melty's bedroom. Melty is a door in about 25 feet away in the living room that goes off to her kitchen cooking dinner. She has a reality show on the background. I am making do with what I have. You may have some sounds in the background. You may even hear Tigger scratching at the door. But I am barricaded in Melty's bedroom, looking out the window of an undisclosed location in a Boston neighborhood. My future home, my future residency. But I'm not there yet. But I wanted to catch everyone up into my life, what I have been going through during the quarantine, right? We all have our own thing. We all have our social distancing. People are home with the kiddies. They're doing the Zoom. They're teaching as best as they can if they have school going on or special assignments. People work from home, we're not going into the job. Some people are laid off, everybody's worried about their relatives. Let me fucking tell you what I've been doing. I've gained 7 pounds. Yes, I'm not eating a lot more, but here's the thing. As you all know, I've told you about this on the Tea Podcast before and even on T-Blog. T-Blog, T-B-L-A-W-G, 400 volumes of my life, 400 T-episodes, that I have a meal prep guy. So I have not been really leaving the house. I said it before on the podcast, on the quarantine editions. I'll say it again. Melty and I leave twice a day to go get some exercise. We walk around the neighborhood. I'm doing a shit ton of push-ups. I'm doing a shit ton of curls with my elastic, with my rubber bands, body resistance. And I'm trying to do what I can, right? Like everybody else. Like, there's no gym. What the fuck do you do? So I'm trying to get some activity. I'm not getting as much. Obviously, I'm not going to the gym 6-7 days a week like I used to when I lived in the Tea Palace. I'm making do with that. So my physical activity of weights, body resistance, cardio on the treadmill, getting up to 21,000 steps, walking to and from the office, is gone. You're lucky if I get 10, 11,000 steps a day. There are some days if I'm busy with work or Melty's busy with work and I don't walk by myself, I'm getting like 6, 7,000 steps in a record fucking low. So in not having a meal guy and eating clean, I'm not eating too, dirty. I'm eating as best as I can, but a little more wine here and there. You eat basically after a long day of work, going for a walk and getting some body resistance in, shower, you turn on fucking TV, you watch Netflix, reality show, you have dinner, the food sits in your belly, eating a lot of pasta. That's all that's in the fucking stores. Got a shit ton of fucking pasta, drinking the wine, watching the TV, you watch TV for an hour or two after a long fucking day, you're bored out of your mind, you're not moving, then you fucking fall asleep. So that alone is changing my body. What's also happening is what I feared going into this. And I think it could be psychological, a lot of mental. I know that when I go off my routine, when I'm not working out, when I'm not staying physically fit, when I'm not staying busy, when I'm not constantly going from work to the podcast, to the writing. Again, I'm doing the podcast as best as I can. I'm doing the writing as best as I can under the circumstances. A big chunk of my day in between working is I watch all these dopey fucking press conferences, right? You got the President of the United States. We're all watching those every day. Saying the same shit, saying something fucking nuts, and then this whole like fucking staff of scientists and doctors are like, I don't know why the fuck you said that. Basically, here's what's really happening. Then you watch your local governor, right? You watch what the governor has to say about the state on the state level. Then you watch your fucking mayor at the city level. And you're watching this, and you're thinking about when the fuck is this going to end? So you, me, everybody else, we're just making do with what we have, right? You're trying to keep your mind at ease, hoping we'll get back to our regular normal, not the new normal. I hate that fucking phrase. Everybody's saying the new normal. This is a temporary normal. I don't know when. I don't know how long this will go back. I'm just predicting. I'm just thinking just like the rest of you. I don't know what that is out there. I know some of it's just trying to make us panicky to stay in. I think eventually we'll get back to our lives, maybe stagnant, right? We'll stagger this out, figure out who could go back to work first, in what waves. Maybe this comes back again in the fall. Who knows? I'm just trying to speculate and keep my mind occupied. And also, you all know, I'm supposed to move with Melty in June. Yeah, the T-Palace lease is up. I got to figure out what the fuck is going to happen. How do I move my shit? I was going to hire a moving company. I don't know if any moving company is going to be available in June, mid-June when I got to move. I don't know even if it is. Do I want to trust a bunch of fucking people touching my shit? I don't know if they have corona. I'm not going to go move my stuff myself. I don't want to expose friends and family to that. I don't want Melty to lift things. So that's on the back of my mind. But I'm going to put that out for the next month. May 1st, let's see what happens after that. The wedding. As you all know, Melty and I got engaged in February. We're supposed to have an engagement dinner. Did not happen. We're supposed to do our engagement photos, whether with Bilo or not. Did not happen. We got a list of people that we're going to invite to our wedding. We already have the venue booked. Don't know when that's supposed to happen in October now. We don't know if it's going to happen. We don't know if we get to all go ahead, declare to move ahead in our lives. We don't know if you can have a function like that at that level. What if the outbreak happens again? So that's at the back of our head. Again, we're trying to put this all aside. The wedding, the move, work, the routines, all that shit, just like you, just like me, just like the rest of us. We're trying to put that all on hold. It's really difficult for all of us to put our lives on hold. So I wanted to pivot on over to something that make this a little more entertaining, because I know you guys are all thinking the same thing is, why the fuck would you come here to the Tea Podcast? You're coming here to get your mind off of shit. I'm going to get your mind off of shit, and I'm going to do it in the tea style, of course. A couple things that I have a beef with. Celebrities. I find it fucking humorous that celebrities are basically telling us, yeah, you are hunker down for the next fucking 6 months to a year. Bill Gates is telling us to sit down for a fucking year, to sit back. But everybody else in their mansions, with their staff, with their cooks, with their personal trainers, they're all in their mansions telling us, oh, we're in this together. We can do it. You can do it. You know, you're not fucking in it like me. You don't got the fucking bills that I have. You're a multi-fucking millionaire. You don't. It's easy to say when these celebrities try to act like they're one of us, and they're not. You're nothing like us. And I'm going here like that Gail Godot a couple weeks ago, Wonder Woman, getting everybody to sing fucking the Beatles or John Lennon. John Lennon's fucking Imagine. Imagine all the people. Honey, you barely were a decent fucking Wonder Woman. I don't need you to get a bunch of your fucking annoying rich celebrity friends to tell me Imagine all the people, like we're in this together. Go fuck yourselves. We're all in this together, distancing together. Us, the common folks, the people that work, the people that have careers, people that have fucking families, the people that do not have nannies, personal trainers, personal fucking chefs, the people that don't have a west wing of their house, an east wing of their fucking house. You got to put a whole motherfucking extended part of your family into a wing of your house. We're on top of each other. So you're not living the way we are. Nobody wants to hear you saying that. Now, I obviously, just like you and everybody else, just like all of us sitting home, we are wondering when the next entertainment is going to come. When the fuck are we be able to say, when's the next movie going to come? Well, again, I said it with the podcast with Bilo. I am upset because I am a movie fan. I love fucking movies. It's great right now. Everybody's staying home watching Netflix, watching Disney Plus. Studios are putting stuff out sooner because they don't have a release date. But every single fucking movie from this summer, pretty much 99%, got moved to 2021. The 2021 slate had to happen because right now all the movies that would be finishing up in production or pretty much post-production would be coming out next summer. They all been put on hold. So it makes sense for everything that was already in the can, just being editing in post-production, to be moved out to next year. It just goes to show that we're not going to have any movies this year. Also, I'm recording this on Saturday. It's going live in a couple hours. I just watched fucking President Trump basically saying that, no, now he's denying it. We talked to all the commissioners of all the major sports, NFL, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and also he threw in people like the fucking, I don't know who the head of the soccer is, but he threw in Dana White from the UFC, Vince McMahon even from the WWE. Like, when can we get back together? When can we start getting groups? Rumor has it, he said September and August, and then obviously now in the press conference, he's saying, no, I didn't say that. We have no sports. We have no movies. We have no fucking sports. And we're all just trying to figure this out, and we're all fucking just like basically saying, you know, if I don't have any sports, and again, Don't mind the cars. I'm down another level on Melty's house. People basically right now are racing fucking marbles. Look, like I just said, I am the biggest fucking sports fan around. There is no way, as much as I'm missing sports right now, is I'm going to go fucking sit back and watch marble fucking racing. That's not a sport. It's a fucking hobby. It's insane. I'm all set. I will tune into ESPN Plus or ESPN Classics when I can't do that because Melty doesn't have ESPN Classics, but I logged into my ESPN Plus, and I will watch all the motherfucking Patriots Super Bowls. The other night, I watched Tom Brady come back from that Atlanta fucking game. It's just basically being down 28-3, as we all know that score, the greatest comeback in the history of sports, let alone football, let alone the fucking Super Bowl. I get a lot of history from Boston sports. I go back and watch. I'd rather watch my stuff that I've seen 1,000 fucking times already than watch marble fucking racing. So a couple things that T doesn't want to do right now. I don't want to watch marble racing. I don't want to hear celebrities telling me they're just like me to stay at home. We're in this together. Go fuck yourselves. Another thing I found pretty fucking humorous, and Melty and I took this upon ourselves while we were quarantined. 50 Cent, Fitty for those of us that grew up in the streets like me. Fitty was basically calling out a bunch of other folks like Kevin Hart, P. Diddy, Deion Sanders, that he put up their pitches that they're all grayed out. Because, you know, they don't know how to do their own shit their own. So they are grayed out beards, grayed out hair, and they look fucking hilarious. Fitty's like, what happened? Y'all aged pretty quick in the last 3 weeks because there's nobody to dye their products. Me, I have a lot of gray in my beard. I thought it'd be a fun idea for Melty and I when we were out on our last run, and I'll get into like a little store runs, food shopping runs, department store runs in a second. I went out and I got a little bit Just for Men for my beard. And I went in last night doing a little manscaping. Got to keep up with the manscaping, guys. You know, if you're home with your lady. I did it and I put it in, and my beard took off at least 10 years. So I did that because I'm seeing a lot of folks doing that. I just want to see what it looked like in quarantine because I got a full Corona beard. I have a full quarantine beard. And when I say that, I always got a nice beard line. I always had a beard. I've had a beard for like the last 10 years before they even became popular. I usually trim up my cheeks, my sideburns, fade it in. I clean up my neck. No, this is full-blown beard. The cheeks are puffed out. There's no line. My neck, I never had neck hair before. That's all there. It's now completely grayless. Not like dark black, but I mean, it looks like my age. But it definitely trimmed off 10 fucking years. So now I see what all these celebrities are doing. So I'm just like Diddy, Kevin Hart, Deion Sanders, and every other fucking celebrity staying at home right now. But I'm noticing a lot of the ladies out there, a lot of the Instagram influencers and celebrities that they don't have their stylists and shit, the ones that I'm paying for them to stay at home, that not everybody's letting themselves go, but there's a lot of upkeep. And you can appreciate that. Just like I said a little while ago, you know, guys, you're trying to get your workouts in and gals as much as you can too. But one thing I've come to notice too, living with Melty, because again, this is the first time I live with somebody, being over 3 weeks now, the appreciation of what a woman does, you know, to get ready. Like Melty and I joke around that, you know, we're hanging out in sweats, barely put pants on, what she needs to do for her skin products and her skincare at nighttime with masks and whatnot. I'm being exposed to that whole world. Which is great because we all should be all naturel, but like what's out there? You're really starting to find out what is very necessary for you during this quarantine that maybe not saying we took for granted, but you're not shaving your beards, fellas, like we did. Like you're letting your hair go gray, or women, what makeup do you need to have? What clothes do you need to have? I grabbed a pile of fucking gym clothes and sweats to stay at Melty's for the long haul during all this, but you're really starting to understand and appreciate what you can live and what you can live without. And I think, and if you heard Bilo and Melty and I talk on the podcast last week, after this is all said and done, it's going to change, I'm hoping, not just like, you know, technology and hospitality and tourism and the whole world. Hopefully we recover. It's going to take a little while to recover. We're all speculating now. But you're going to see what you really need in your life to get by, what you appreciate, what you enjoy. And also, I was telling Melty this, you know, on our drive to go food shopping today. The people that you don't have in your life as much, you know, that you did at one point, right? You don't get to see them right now. It's great that you're hopping on a Zoom call with your friends and family, but I think when we all come out of this, you're going to appreciate the people that you used to cancel plans on. Like, oh, I'm too busy. I can't get together with you. Or last minute, you didn't want to go to that party. I'm going to do my best. And this is something I'm promising myself, and maybe a lot of you are doing it too. I can't wait to be invited to fucking things again. And I'm going to do my best not to fucking cancel. Because it sucks not being around people. Not being around the people you used to work with every day. Not being around your fucking friends and your family. I never had the best relationship with my dad. It's well documented here. But I used to, you know, after my mom passed away, we were doing this thing every other week. We'd go out for dinner on Sundays. And I'm checking in with him. I showed him how to FaceTime the other night. Like, my dad's all alone. He's staying in the house that he doesn't want to be in because it used to always remind him of my mother. And he's there alone. He can't be around my sister and her kids right now because we don't know what we have, what any of us have. I'm trying to FaceTime, but I really feel bad. You know, I feel bad for a lot of folks. Melty and I driving around, we saw an old woman, an elderly woman, trying to get into a store, walking with a walker herself today. Like, you want to go out and help that old lady get into the store, get some groceries, but I don't know if I'll give her something. I don't know if she'll give me something. But I'm hoping as a world, humanity, we don't take this fucking shit for granted when this is all said and done. I hope we all come out of this with a little more clarity in our heads, a little hope in our hearts, a little more love in our hearts, where appreciate the fucking things that we have in this world that, again, not that we took it for granted, the people took for granted. It's just that that normalcy that we once had, we don't have it right now. And we will again one day. But I hope we all appreciate that and don't, let's not be short-sighted. Think about this long-term. Again, it sucks for somebody like me to be feeling the way I'm feeling right now, being off my routine. My routine's going to come back. My meals are going to come back. It sucks that I don't have sports, or you don't have sports. We don't have movies together, but they'll be coming back. It sucks that we're doing the same thing every day. It feels like motherfucking Groundhog Day. We're all Bill Murray. It's like one day after another. The weekdays are one long fucking weekday. The weekend is one long extended version. We're out to work and from home. It's a blur. And it's here we are 3 weeks into this. And again, I honestly, and I think a lot of you feel the same way, we don't want to talk about it. I don't think this is going to be lifted May 1st. We're hoping it is. But we're just going to have to play it by ear. When it happens in 4 weeks, where do we stand? As a society, what can we do? But I'm hoping that fucking, as much as we do here, like, I want to be able to laugh. And laughing has been kind of difficult. You know, Melty and I try to make each other laugh all day. We're doing a lot of impressions of each other. We're always been great with busting balls. She's really good at that. Excuse me. I got Ajita. We're learning right now, you know, pushing each other's buttons and living together in these extreme circumstances to move in together. And Tigger. Tigger's been fucking great. I love watching the dynamic between Melty and Melty the fiance and Tiger Cat Tigger. It's just hilarious. We finally had a breakthrough the other night where he did push-ups on her chest. You know, the little cuddling that he does, the little kneading of the bread. It happened right after B-Lo, Melty and I did our podcast. And I put it on Tigger's Instagram, Tiger_cat_Tigger. And that's the links on my T podcast account. But Tigger's doing his thing and he's loving it here, and he's just being a pain in the ass sometimes, waking us up 2 in the morning. We had it 5 in the morning, but he gets through most of the night. We had an incident last night where sometimes I rotate and I stay on the couch with him, so we don't have to fucking hear him. And sometimes Melty lets him come in the bedroom, and he cuddles between us. Doesn't really attack her feet anymore, which he used to do at the Tea Palace with her, which is good. He had a hairball. Tigger doesn't get hairballs often because I brush him every week. I brush his teeth every week. Apparently, he has some fucking plaque issue, so the vet had me do that. So I do a lot of maintenance for this fucking cat that I'm hoping prepares me to be a dad one day, brushing my daughter's hair, brushing the fucking my kid's teeth, I don't know, changing diapers, all that shit. But we had our first hairball incident where Tigger, around 6 o'clock this morning, on Saturday morning, Melty and I were going to sleep in till about 6:30, 7, and about 7:30 go food shopping, which we did. And like I said, I'll talk about that in a second. And he's echoing through the house. Melty's got it's a very spacious house. And the sound it makes in Melty's house, again, she was in the bedroom by herself sleeping, and I was in the living room. He woke me up. And I just immediately knew it was a hairball. And he's going, and it's echoing. She's going, baby, baby, you okay? And she comes running out. She goes, I thought you were fighting with somebody. And Tigger is just like looking around like, what the fuck? I'm just trying to get a hairball up. But it is the craziest sound. You think he's going to die. I've gone through it a few times. It's startling the first time you go through it. But all you cat parents, all you cat owners, all you cat lovers out there, you know what the fuck it's like for your cat to cough up a fucking hairball. It's a weird experience. But Tigger did that today. So we're already up. We throw some clothes on. We decide to go food shopping. We go to a local supermarket, and they're doing that social distancing where they make you stay outside. So many people in at a time. You stay 6 feet apart outside. You come in, stay fucking a carriage apart. But again, you're going up and down the fucking aisles. You're not 6 feet apart. You're on top of each other. A lot of people now, because the CDC is saying wear masks. Melty and I did not have masks during our food shopping experience. I told her, I go, if we ever get corona, because we're very clean, we're very due diligent, we're not going to anyone, we're quarantined together. Obviously, we've been doing this for 3 weeks now, so neither one of us has it. I go, but if we're going to get it, it's going to be when we go to the supermarket. And you're trying to fucking not go to the supermarket, right? But you need shit. You got to fucking eat. Most delivery services are not happening to 2-3 weeks out. So you're forced to go to the fucking store. We got our gloves. We try to stay away from people, but we didn't have any masks. After we went food shopping, we threw the bags in the car. Huracan, because I brought Wesley Snipes home today. Wesley Snipes has been out in the fucking rain in this bad weather, longest he's ever been outside. My poor fucking other son, took his my first son. I finally took Wesley home. He's back in the Tea Palace in the garage. Thankfully, nice and safe. He's going to hunker down in the garage and get through this. But after Melty and I went food shopping, I was like, look, we were driving by Ocean State job lot. I'm like, let's go in there and see if we get some masks. They're all gone, but I managed to find these like racer masks that you put under like your helmet and shit. So I got two of them for $5 a piece, black ones. And we came home and she's washing them because we went to put them on and try them on. I don't have a really good sense of smell. Melty really has an excellent sense of smell. And she's like, it smells so fucking bad. And we had to wash it, but we have masks now. So every time we go out, we're going to look like fucking ninjas, maniacs, with gloves on and these ninja masks on. But what are you going to do? They're saying, like, I don't want to go take a surgical mask. I don't want to get those N95 masks. Those are for the fucking people that need it. The doctors and the fucking nurses, you know, the EMTs, like, they need it. So if you're somebody out there with a surgical fucking mask and you're not a fucking surgeon or you're not a fucking doctor or an EMT, you're an asshole. Do what we did. Go out and get yourself a fucking ninja mask. Get a bandana, wrap it around your motherfucking mouth. Use a scarf, whatever the fuck it is, okay? But yeah, it's a crazy world like that. We're seeing this now where you're walking around things that's nothing to for granted. Imagine the time we ever thought you'd go to the fucking store just to run out to grab something to eat, pick up something on the way, get your cup of coffee. I don't drink coffee, but Melty does. And then go food shopping, nonchalantly walking up and down the aisle, right, with your shopping cart and your list, whether it's on your phone or in your head or a piece of paper going, oh, let me get this. Oh, how about this? I haven't had this peanut butter in a while. And you're taking your time. Remember? That's gone. You can't fucking food shop like that anymore. You put your gear on, you stay outside, you stand the fucking 6 feet away, you go in, you wipe your shit down, you wipe everything you put in your fucking cart, you grab it 6 feet apart, the woman's behind a fucking P-guard, you don't know whether or not you should give them cash or the fucking credit card, you get your shit back, you go outside, throw in the fucking car, you take your mask off, your gloves off, you come home, you come in your house, you wipe down all that shit, you fucking Lysol all that shit, your counter, you wipe it down again, put it in your fucking fridge, that's your food shopping experience. That is fucking nuts that the United States of America is like that in 2020. But we're all doing it. We're all going to get through it. All right? I just wanted to come here, drop a quick, special quarantine edition on the weekend, solo, in Melty's bedroom, giving you all an update of what I'm going through, T's perspective. Hopefully you laughed, you chuckled a little bit. Hopefully you relate a little bit, get your mind off of things. Look, don't touch things. Go outside, put your mask on. Go outside, put your gloves on. Walk around for a little bit like we do. Yeah, you're going to put some weight on. You're going to lose fucking muscle mass. You're going to feel like shit. There's going to be an anxiety. There's a lot of unknown variables. Control what you can't control. I know it's easier said than done. We're all going to have our good days. We're all going to have our bad days. If you ran out of Netflix shit to watch, you probably didn't. Watch a classic. Watch your favorite fucking mafia movie, your favorite drama, your favorite comedy. Go there and remember the stuff that used to make you fucking laugh. Introduce somebody else to it. Get on the Zoom call. Do those virtual fucking drinks. Anything. Put on an ESPN classic of your favorite fucking game. Maybe you're not a Boston fan like me. You don't have the archive of all these beautiful championship games that I have. I'm lucky like that. Blessed. But do shit like that. Melty and I are making a list of all the things we want to watch. All the movies, whether new. There's very few because I've seen everything. Or just classics. We're doing a list of TV shows. We're putting some board games together. We're going to play Uno. I am the current Uno champion. Melty and I have a vicious rivalry going on since we first started dating. Right now, I'm leading the pack. I'm ahead of her. She whipped my ass in Scrabble. But we're going to have an Uno championship. I'm going to defend my fucking title. I'll share it on the Instagram page. I'll put it on the Facebook. I'll put it on Twitter. Get you guys into the loop. I got to share a little bit more. Share some stuff with Tigger. Melty's going to share a little bit more. And then next week, I'm going to do a podcast with just Melty. Then I'll get together, hopefully, with B-Lo. Maybe do a solo one. Try to drop three next week. See how it goes. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I know it's tough. Hang the fuck in there. Be safe. Check in on your loved ones. And that's it. That was the Tea Podcast, number 152, a special quarantine weekend edition for Saturday, April 4th, 2020. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, always take it there.
Listen to Tea and the Tea Podcast on iTunes and TeaBlog.com. Also follow Tea along on Twitter and Instagram on the Tea Blog account. All one word, TBLAWG, on the Tea Blog Facebook page. And again on Instagram, this time on the Tea Podcast account, the_T_podcast. You can send comments and questions along to T at T@T-blog.com. That's T@T-BLAWG.com. The show has now ended. T has taken it there.